This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. Let's just worship the Lord together. I'll share a few comments along the way, and we'll listen to some good music with a message, trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring, pressing more closely to Him who is leading when we are tempted to turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praise is each day, walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance, footsteps of faithfulness, mercy, and love, looking to Him for the grace freely promised. Happy, how happy our journey above, trying to walk in the steps of the Savior. Upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide when we shall see Him, the King, in His beauty. Happy, how happy our place at His side. This is the hope of the Christian, isn't it? How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. Oh, I know that in some respects the Christian way is a hard way. It's a difficult way. Even Jesus called it the straight way that leads to life everlasting. It's totally opposite from the broad way that is heavily traveled by the multitudes that leads to destruction and death. It's the straight and narrow way. And so in some respects, it is a difficult way. But you know and I know, those who love the Savior and those who walk with God, it's an easy way. That may sound like a paradox. It can be both difficult because you're going against the stream, you're going against the current. We are not to love this world, the things of this world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We are to resist the devil and know that he will flee from us as we do. We are not to walk in darkness. We are not to partake of the sensual things of this world and pattern our lifestyle after all of those around us. We are separated unto Christ. And I'm not talking about the separation that the Pharisees did with that holier-than-thou attitude. I'm talking about the genuine holiness when Christ comes in and He brings something that is beautiful. Not something austere and difficult and cruel and harsh. That's a man-made separation, a man-made holiness. But when Jesus comes into the heart, He brings His purity, His beauty, His love. You know that all the commandments given to us in the Scripture are not to be a heavy yoke upon us. All the rules, all the commandments, all the do's and don'ts, all of God's will expressed to us in the Holy Scripture is designed for our happiness, for our peace of mind, for our enjoyment of life. People get it all twisted, don't we? We get it all so misunderstood. And somehow a lot of folks think that the commandments that the Lord gives us is a heavy burden to be borne, and it's harsh, and it takes all the fun out of life. Nothing could be further from the truth. When you give in to the things of this world, and you give in to the carnal appetites of the flesh, you become a slave in bondage of the worst kind. But when Christ the Savior sets us free, in that freedom, there is true holiness, a true desire to please God. And listen, when you are walking in step with heaven and you are endeavoring to please the Lord, He brings a happiness and a peace that this world knows nothing about. The same peace that Jesus said in John chapter 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So the straight and narrow way that leads to life everlasting to some may seem austere and difficult, but in true experience, it is just the opposite. It is filled with joy and happiness and peace and liberty and true freedom and true holiness and true delight. Lord, bring me to this place. Bring my friends to this place. And in the midst of all our trial and turmoil and difficulties today, speak your peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord. According to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness to the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, Surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. The Old Testament story is a trail of tears, isn't it? Oh, there are a few victories along the way. Abraham walked with God, Noah walked with God, Enoch walked with God. But the most part is a story of failure and rebellion, even God's chosen people, telling us very clearly that we need a Savior who lives within our hearts. Not just some outer commandment, this is the way, walk ye in it. But we need the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus living within us in order to make it possible to live for God and to do His will. And that indeed was the new covenant promised by prophets such as Jeremiah and Ezekiel, how that in the days to come God would make a new covenant, a new testament with his people, not fashioned like the old one, where there were just exterior laws written on tablets of stone. But God said, I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my ways. That's the New Testament gospel. When we give our hearts to Jesus, he comes within. He said, my Father and I will abide within you. And so we have the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, living within us. If we have opened the door of our hearts, if we have said yes to Jesus, if we have surrendered to him, our hearts, our lives, our all, then the Lord Jesus dwells within us to make possible what his law requires. He spoke to the people in loving kindness. He spoke of his love and his pity, and how that he had redeemed them and carried them all the days of old. But what gratitude did he get from all this? They rebelled, stiffened their necks, hardened their hearts, and vexed his Holy Spirit. I don't want to do that. Do you? I don't want a hard heart. I don't want a cold heart. I don't want to stiffen my neck and say, whether I verbalize it or just say it from my heart or just think it, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's rebellion. And when you think of everything that Jesus has done for you and for me, would that not be awful for us to say, I don't care, I'm going to live my own life anyway. I'm going to rebel against God. Well, we shall not be recipients of his love and mercy if we do that. We will be recipients of his wrath and judgment. For the same Bible that talks to us of the love and pity of God also speaks to us of a judgment day, a reckoning time when we shall stand before the Lord. So today, in time, with all my heart, I want to say yes to God. Don't you? And I want to receive of his loving kindness and his tender mercies and his pity. For as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those who fear him. To fear God, not to be scared of him, but to revere him and respect him and to love him and to know how kind and gracious he is to those who will open their hearts and love him. Dear friend, would you just open your heart wherever you are right now? whatever you're doing, just look up to heaven. Oh, I know many of you are so busy right now, but couldn't you just look up to heaven and from your heart say, "Oh God, I want you. Come and fill my heart and soul. Fill me with the fullness of your Holy Spirit. Help me to understand, to comprehend in some small way today how kind and how gracious you really are. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." How kind and gracious is our Lord.
How kind and gracious is the Lord. Be my every need provides, my soul is satisfied. How kind and gracious.
Kindness.
Now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. I think I just want to pray for you right now. David said in the Psalms, in the day that I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Of all the things we need today, we sure need strength. Strength to be holy, strength to be pure, strength to be loving, strength to be patient, strength to be kind, strength to be forgiving, strength to just hold steady. Having faith in God, just hold steady. Heavenly Father, I pray for my friends, wherever they are and wherever they're listening at this precise moment. And even as you gave strength to David in his weakness, we pray that in our weakness, the Lord would pour in his strength, strength for daily living, strength to cope with whatever this day brings to us, good or bad. Strength to be patient and loving and forgiving and kind. Help us, Lord. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our shortcomings, our failings. We come so short so often. Forgive us and give us fresh strength and fresh anointing with the oil of heaven. And may the Holy Ghost fill us to overflowing. We want to be in that upper room with Jesus as the disciples were. There in the upper room, may the Holy Ghost come upon us. May the Spirit of God fill us through and through. In these moments, as we spend this time in morning devotions, give us the sense that really and truly, we are in the upper room with Jesus, and he is breathing upon us, saying, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
In the upper room with Jesus, sitting at his blessed feet, daily there my sins confessing, begging for his mercy sweet, resting in his grace and power, seeking that his prayer. It is then I feel the Spirit as I sit with him up there. In the upper room with Jesus, upper room with Jesus, in the upper room. Oh, I'm in the upper room, in the upper room with my Lord. There, no heartache can enter, pain and sorrow, they disappear. Listening to his voice, so tender, for I feel his presence near. Body,
Well, it looks like my time is just about gone. I've enjoyed being with you as we've shared together in morning devotions during the past half hour. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. May God's very best be yours.
Oh, I'm in the upper room.